according to the Catholic Encyclopedia, the word Christmas originates from the old English phrase Christesmes, meaning the Mass of Christ or Christ's Mass. All of us know the meaning of Mass. All of us know what is called Mass, the Mass we are celebrating now. On December 25th, 1914, precisely 5 months into the First World War, the German soldiers, the French, the British, they were all sick and tired of fighting and killing one another. When they looked around, all they could see were dead bodies, thousands and thousands of dead bodies scattered all over the place. Many of their loved ones, brothers and sisters, were dead. The German soldiers set up Christmas trees on their trenches with signs saying, "Merry Christmas. You do not shoot and we will not shoot." When the soldiers on the other side saw the signs, they were surprised, but at the same time relieved. And they started saying to one another, "Although we have been fighting for months now, killing one another, but we are still humans. We bleed the same. We have brothers and sisters at home, hoping and praying that one day we will go back to them in one piece." So although it was considered treason, these soldiers abandoned their camps, gathered together on no man's land, and started celebrating Christmas, making merry, singing Christmas carols, baking breads, playing soccer, exchanging pictures of their loved ones. They put aside all their differences to come together as one. Our prayer today, as we celebrate the birthday of our Lord, that may this celebration, may the newborn child bring joy, peace, happiness into our hearts, more especially to those countries who are at war now. Let us remember them in a special way. I would like us to have a little dialogue. This reflection this morning shouldn't be a monologue. I would like it to be a little dialogue in form. Now I would like to ask a question to begin this dialogue. And my question is this: when you remember Christmas, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? What is the first word that comes to your mind? I give you examples. Is it love? Is it happiness? Is it faithfulness? Is it obedience? Is it charity? Is it humility? And so on and so forth. So I would like to hear from you. We said it is a dialogue. Let us dialogue a little. So, when, as we celebrate Christmas, And when you remember this celebration, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Good.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Good. What? Family. Okay. There is no right and wrong answer. Please be free. We are in the house of God. Okay? Is that all? Don't disappoint me, please. More, more. I want more. No, I want to hear. I didn't get to let me hear from you. What did you say? Who said that?
The malice.
Okay. Another. Yeah.
Christmas tree.
Okay. Please.
Sharing.
Sharing. More, more. I want three more. Forgiveness. Yeah.
Caring.
Giving. Having.
Giving.
Good. Charity.
Love.
Love. Oh, love. Wonderful. That is the most twisted thing I have heard this morning. Love. Yeah. What?
Presence.
Okay. Good, good. All these you have mentioned now. Now, I want us to have a little practical examination of conscience before God. Not individually, but collectively. Some mentioned love, charity, and so on and so forth. Forgiveness, being kind. Now, among men and women, who do you think show love more than the other? Charity, forgiveness. Be sincere, we are before God. Please, women first, then men. Among men and women, who do you think show love more? Do you agree with that?
I think women, but...
Good, she said. Any other person? Okay. Who do you think forgive more? I mean, you have to say either this or this, not both. Who do you think forgive more in the family? Is it the women or the men? Huh? Be sincere. Huh? Is it the women or the... Who do you think forgive more than the other? I don't want collectively, individually. Who do you think? Be sincere. Any person?
I think just women tend to have a longer memory.
Okay.
I think men.
Men. Beautiful. Okay, men have scored too. Okay. Any other answer? Okay, men have it. Men forgive more. What of love? Who do you think show more love than the other? Men or women? Women. Good. You answered well. Now, women are blessed. Today we celebrate Christmas. It is a special day for all of us, but more especially for women. Do you know why? Joseph, Saint Joseph, contributed nothing towards bringing the divine child into the world. Joseph contributed nothing. But Mary contributed much. Mary played a special role in the history of our salvation. She carried the divine child in her womb and gave flesh to the divine child. So you see, women are blessed. Do you see the reason why I said that today women should bear in mind that they are blessed? All of us are blessed with the men. But remember, Joseph contributed nothing towards bringing the divine child into the world. But Mary gave flesh to the divine child. So it is a blessing to the woman that God chose a woman to be the mother of his son. Is it not a very big blessing to be the mother of God? So women, you are blessed. So men shouldn't be jealous about it. That is the blessing from God. So you have to thank God for that. But I would like us, if you notice that your wife is more spiritual than you, you have to listen to her all the more. Do you know why? Because God will talk to you through her. So you listen to her all the more. If you notice that your husband is more spiritual than you, then listen to him all the more, because God will speak to you through him. Merry Christmas.